Chapter 1. The Two Sisters. It was the year 1757. The place was the dangerous and wild land west of the Hudson River. It was the third year of the war in North America. The war was between England and France. Each country wanted the land for itself. Indian tribes had always lived in that land. In the war, some tribes were fighting for the French, other tribes were fighting for the English. Fort Edward was on the Hudson River. General Webb was the commander of the English army at Fort Edward. He was waiting for news of General Montcalm. Montcalm was the commander of the French army. The news came one morning. An Indian called Magua arrived.
Montcalm and the French army are coming towards Fort William Henry, Magua told General Webb.
Fort William Henry was 15 miles away. It was at the south end of Lake Horicon.
How many men has Montcalm got? Asked Webb.
As many as the leaves on the trees, said Magua. General Monroe wants more soldiers at Fort William Henry.
I will send 1,500 men, said General Webb. General Monroe was the commander of the English army at Fort William Henry. He had two daughters, Cora and Alice. Cora was about 23 years old, and Alice was 18. Cora had dark hair and a beautiful face. Alice had fair hair and blue eyes. These two young women were at Fort Edward, but they were going to travel to Fort William Henry. They were going to meet their father. General Webb spoke to Cora and Alice. Magua knows a secret path through the forest, said General Webb. He will be your guide. Magua and Major Duncan Hayward will take you to Fort William Henry.
Major Duncan Hayward was a young English officer. He and the two young women left Fort Edward. They rode on horses. Magua walked in front of them. Alice watched Magua.
I don't like him, Cora, she said. What do you think? Will we be safe in the forest with Magua?
We must trust Magua, said Cora.
The French know our soldiers' paths, said Duncan, but Magua's path is secret.
He smiled at Alice, and she smiled at him. Duncan Hayward was in love with Alice.
Magua is a Huron, said Duncan, but he lived with the Mohawks. The Mohawks are friends of the English. Magua came to us. Your father...
Duncan stopped. Then he said,
but I don't remember all the story.
Duncan knew more about Magua, but he did not tell Cora and Alice. He did not say, a few years ago, your father's men beat Magua. Now Magua hates your father. Duncan did not want to frighten the young women. So they followed Magua through the forest.